Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you out there have had amazing relationships with your parents, where since day one, they thought you were the apple of their eye. Everything you did was good boy, good girl. You know, I'm so proud of you. And then some of us had parents that were like, you could have done better. That really? You could have done better. You know, coaching us to do better. And, you know, and then you have other parents who are like, you're my, why are you calling me mom? You know, so there's a variety out there, right, of parent-child relationship and pride. Well, one headline that got out there that I don't really believe was Elon Musk's father was, quote-unquote, not proud of him. And I kind of doubted that. And headlines were saying it's because Elon Musk had a kid with his stepdaughter, and he has tons of kids, and he's single, and Elon Musk's dad wanted him to lose weight. And so I tried to look into it, and I haven't heard the podcast. It was a, I believe he was on the Jackie O, let me see, the Kyle and Jackie O show. And Errol, you know, like Errol Flynn, Errol Musk, Elon's father, is 76 years old. And he did a 20-minute interview. And when he was asked by Jackie O, you know, your offspring is a genius, he's worth so much money, has created so many things, you can't take that away from him, are you proud? He said, no. You know, we are a family that have been doing a lot of things for a long time. It's not as if we suddenly started doing something. He said, Elon Musk is frustrated with progress, and it's understandable. I know it sounds crazy, but we tend to think like that as a family. He's 50 now, and I still think of him as a little boy, but he's 50. I mean, that's an old man. Okay, now you can just bet anybody who's 50 on up is like, what old man my ass? Where are they getting that old man thing? But okay, he's 76 years old. He's old school. All right, you know, 50 is now the new 20. So everybody calm down. Calm down. So he's now saying he didn't understand the question in terms of, you know, being asked, are you proud of your son? He didn't mean to say no. What he meant to say, allegedly, is, you know, it's not like we woke up going, oh, wow, you did this. This was something that was just ongoing. And as a family, you know, he's been building this for years. So the novelty is off. And then I think he talked about how he was really proud of his other son. I don't know where that quote is, but apparently he has another son that he's pretty proud of, too. Kimball, yeah, he said his 49-year-old son, Kimball Musk, is his pride and joy. So I don't think the father is not proud. Everybody's saying, well, he's not proud of him because Elon Musk is married and he's had a bunch of kids and, you know, he smoked weed on the Joe Rogan show. I think most parents are proud of us. But I do want to be honest. I think a lot of parents are actually disappointed indirectly or subconsciously. So for those of you who aren't parents, let me just tell you what you do as a parent. And I can only speak for the mommies. All right? Well, I don't even know if I can speak for all the mommies. But when you have that baby, you know, in your tummy, right? Just in case there's kids listening, the baby's in the tummy because the stork comes and says hi and says, can you hold it for me? So we open up a little door and go, we'll hold it in our tummy. That's kind of how babies come out, okay? So when the baby's in your tummy and the baby's kicking, you know, I never had conversations. I everybody says you bond. You do bond, but I didn't really talk. You know, I would just sing and do my own thing. But you feel this connection. I didn't have to force the connection. And I had not necessarily big plans because I didn't think my kids were going to be anything like me. You know, I thought they were going to be smart, you know, less of a hoochie mama, you know, less flirty, less hyper. And, you know, I just kind of had some ideas in my mind of what they would do. And how they would be. And for the most part, it's been right. The thing is some parents will sometimes be so set in what they think their offspring and progeny is going to be that they set themselves up for disappointment. And so you hear parents like, yeah, you know, they didn't do this. They didn't, you know, yeah, I love them. I'm proud of them. But you see deep down, they're disappointed. Well, parents are always going to be disappointed in their kids in some respect. The first time the kid says, nah, dad, or nah, mom, no, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Boomer, please. First of all, not a boomer, but still, if it was a boomer, that's a compliment, you idiot. You know, the first time your kids start to, you know, deflect you or stand up to you, you do get disappointed because some of us in our minds think our kids are going to be like, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I got you. I am going to do everything you say and I'm going to be that soldier. And they're not. They're going to challenge you. They're going to question you. They're going to do their own things. And they're going to want to be better than you, which I'm fine with. But some people's ego, not. They're not. You know, it blew my mind that my son, you know, he was worried that his magna cum laude was not going to be on, you know, be up, you know, for graduation. And I had graduated cum laude, and yeah, I didn't really think much of it because it, you know, I could always do school. I didn't think that was a real big gift of mine. But when he got his magna cum laude, he goes, I beat you, Mom. And I'm like, well, of course you did. And I didn't realize how, you know, that was probably my big pride moment. I've always been proud of my kids. But I guess I was really, really proud because I thought that my kid didn't care what I did, didn't look at all the hard work I did or whatever. For him to actually strive, and I mean, he busted his butt, and it was always, I wanted the magna, I wanted the magna. Well, a big part of that was, you know, because we parents sometimes cast a big shadow. He wanted to beat me, and he did. So the truth of the matter is parents are proud. They might not be, you might not have fit the mold, but they're proud. There's no way Elon Musk's dad isn't proud of them. No way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we are taking your calls and comments. One of you had asked about the animal's ability. Can our pets get COVID? And you're going to see answers. You're going to see headlines saying, no, pets are good. Your pets are good. Your pets are fine. Don't worry about it. But actually, it is something that I think we do need to be aware of and cautious of. And I think we need to be on the lookout. So to answer your question, can pets get monkeypox? The answer is yes and no. If your pet is a prairie dog, is a rabbit, is a squirrel, there's been evidence, or a pet monkey, There's been evidence that those animals can get COVID. If your pet is a kitty cat or a dog, we haven't had, and I looked it up, I'm still searching, I haven't seen domestic cats or dogs that have been exposed or gotten it, but the CDC is taking no chances and is saying if you have monkeypox or anybody exposed to monkeypox, stay away from your pet. Remember with COVID, we were told to stay away from our pets, and Biden was showing that he was working with his dog. And I get it. It's really lonely to isolate so we have our pets, but he really didn't follow CDC guidance. You know, these viruses, like COVID, can infect cats, can infect dogs. So when it comes to monkeypox, even though it's a different virus, that monkeypox virus, the from the ortho, Poxviridae family, that is known to infect animals. In fact, we have monkeypox because it started as an animal. So within the last 24 hours, the U.S. has finally declared monkeypox a public health emergency. This follows a couple weeks after the World Health Organization declared it a public health emergency. New York State, Illinois, California declared monkeypox a public health emergency. So now the Biden administration, through the Health and Human Services Division, has declared it a public health emergency. What does that mean? Well, it means they have a czar. He's appointed, I think, a Dr. Renton. Let me just double check if I have that right. And also I apologize. I don't have his name. I thought it was Dr. Renton. I'll have to double check. But it also allows more, resources, allows funds to be shifted. It allows also the government to not necessarily have an FDA-approved monkeypox medication, but we could use the smallpox ones like T-pox, even though we've been using it anyway. So we could use a smallpox treatment. We could use the smallpox vaccine because it seems to work and be effective against monkeypox. And it allows there to be a little bit more flexibility when it comes to how we address monkeypox. So in terms of the cases, we were 27,000 total cases in the world as of yesterday. As of last night, we were already at about 7,100. Let me get you guys the latest number on that, if I have it. Okay, I apologize. Just hang in there, guys. It is really, really hard to look stuff up at the same time. But we were at about 7,100 monkeypox cases. Hey, I'm allowed to look stuff up on air. I don't have to have everything memorized. I'm doing a pretty good job. Yep, 7,100. So it didn't change from last night, so expect that to be higher. Every state in the United States has monkeypox except for Wyoming and Montana. So at that point, yeah, you know, there's cases everywhere. This virus is acting a little differently than what the endemic monkeypox virus did in Africa. So people are a little worried. People always ask me, should I be worried about monkeypox? My listeners are like, well, what about the pets? So as I said before, the monkeypox, sadly, this virus is acting very, not very different, but a little bit different than the original monkeypox, which means we just can't, you know, have this sort of closed mind thinking like we had with COVID. We have to realize that the science is evolving. We have to realize that what we think we know, we don't know. And it's fascinating what happened with the 2003 outbreak. Did you guys, we talked a little bit about this. So the 2003 outbreak affected about 72 people. Now, one report, it basically went from, I think, May to July. So it was only a couple months. And one study captured the May to June part where 50 people were infected. And they became ill from prairie dogs that were purchased as pets from exotic pet stores. The outbreak, I don't believe, killed anybody, even though monkeypox is fatal. In Africa, the fatality has ranged from 1 to 10%. No deaths were reported thus far in the U.S., I believe. And as smallpox vaccination had been stopped, you know, by the 70s, either I think anywhere between 73 in some areas to 1980 in others, back in 2003, you still had a lot of people that were already smallpox, or 2003, you still had a lot of like the grown-ups pretty much still smallpox vaccinated. And they traced some of these cases to a distributor who was distributing to the pet stores these prairie dogs. And so somebody got a prairie dog at a swap meet. Somebody got it at one pet store. Somebody got it at another pet store. And apparently, I believe the distributors themselves, two people who were at the distributing facility, I believe, got it as well. So prairie dogs, I mean, they're cute little suckers. These are things that people use as pets. So if we're going to answer as honestly as possible, can pets potentially have the ability to get infected? Yes. It's just cats and dogs right now, we have no data. So the CDC, and here's a quote from the CDC. It says, people who are infected can spread monkeypox virus to animals through close contact, including petting, cuddling, hugging, kissing, licking, sharing sleeping areas, and sharing food. The CDC says it is possible. Now, how many of us share food with our animals? I do. I don't mean to, but the dog jumps up on the dinner table, and I'm like, bad girl, get your tushy off the table now, bad girl. And then she sits and she kind of wiggles a little tushy, and I'm like, okay, you're going to have a little piece. we're really overrun by our animals. The cats, come on. And everybody just kind of sits. They have their own place at the dinner table, and they sit there. And the only reason why we've allowed it so far is one is the table is big, you know, and even though we go, no, they're the family. So we all sit, you know, family, like Thanksgiving. When we had Thanksgiving, you know, a day or two after my surgery, the animals sat with the family and friends, and they had their seats, and they, you know, took part. So when your pets are your family, you know, that means they come into the bathroom with me. One of them would come into the shower with me. They sleep on our bed. They basically run the house. So I don't want people to panic, but what I want you all to do when it comes to monkeypox is be very careful with the headlines and be very careful with people trying to truncate or label what this is. I'm going back to old school monkeypox. Monkeypox is in the family, you know, of chickenpox and smallpox. And for those of us that, you know, remember what smallpox did when we learned about it or had chickenpox, is that sucker spreads. And it spreads really easily. And you could play in a room with your Light Bright or your Mr. Mouth or your Barbies or your Tonka trucks and get it just by playing with some kids in, you know, your neighbor's living room. And it was very infectious. Monkeypox appears to be not as infectious as chickenpox and smallpox in the past, but now you start to wonder. You know, somebody would say, well, Dahlia, 7,100 cases in the U.S. isn't bad for a couple months. I mean, it's slow. And I do think it's slower than COVID. I do think it's slower than maybe chickenpox or smallpox. But remember, that is based on our rate-limiting steps of testing and of reporting. And it is also based on the honor system of patients going to get checked out. Some of the people that have been in the hospital now have been very ill. But a lot of people are getting over it. They're uncomfortable, but they're getting over it. And we have changed our society to, rather than you having to go to a medical professional for all your medical care, people are spoiled and they go online. And I don't blame you for wanting to go online. That's pretty damn cool. But when you say, oh, I have a rash, you know, can you give me some cream? And you're on a telephone and you don't send a picture of the rash, which you should. And I get, you know, you don't want to send any genital pictures, but, you know, for telemedicine to treat you properly, we need to see something a lot of times. I think there's a lot of people that are getting rashes or are getting illnesses and they aren't coming forward or they're, you know. So in terms of your pets, if at all you're sick, whether it's COVID, whether it's flu, whether it's monkeypox, keep the pets at a distance. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow today at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. The Russian foreign minister said earlier in the day that Russia is ready to discuss a trade deal for Griner through the proper diplomatic channels. With roughly 6,600 cases nationwide, the United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Dr. Fauci.
That you might see more of that. You don't want to panic people because there's no need to be overly concerned now. But at the same time that you're not currently overly concerned, you should be currently very observant and currently very careful and currently on top of what's going on and following it very carefully.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure many of you saw the footage yesterday of this horrible, horrific accident in Los Angeles. And it's baffling to think that something like this could have happened, broad daylight, killing multiple people. And at least 6 or 7 vehicles were involved. 3 immediately became engulfed in flames. And they say the driver of a Mercedes who sped through a busy intersection, I mean, ran a red light. When you see the video, you could barely see the car. It was going so fast. I mean, to me, it looked like it was going about 100 miles an hour. But we're being told that the driver was drunk and fighting with her boyfriend. Now, the driver has major injuries, but sadly killed multiple people in the process. A witness described having to try and revive a baby that landed at her feet at a gas station. Baby died. Got ejected from the car. The driver, they said, sped at least 80 miles an hour through a red light, slammed into five cars, killed six people, including a child and a pregnant woman. The woman has claimed that the 40-year-old driver, that the driver is about 40 years old, was her friend, was drunk and fighting with her boyfriend before she smashed into a traffic jam in Windsor Hills, Los Angeles. You see cars going through the intersection? Like, I mean, it didn't look like they were stopped in traffic, but it you know, when people run a red light, sometimes they run a red light because they're just trying to make the light. It turns yellow, it turns red, nobody's in the intersection. This, according to the video, it looks like people were, you know, it was their turn. It was green light, and a bunch of cars were already driving through. So this is somebody who just wasn't paying attention, or completely out of it, or drugged, I don't know. Vehicles were screeching across the street, bursting into flames, came to a stop. There was a wreck near a gas station. And this happened between South La Brea Avenue and Slauson Avenue. The 23-year-old pregnant woman died. Her name was Asheray Ryan, plus her unborn baby boy and a one-year-old. Seven people are now currently fighting for their lives. Horrible injuries. This crash happened at 1:40 p.m. Witness Veronica Escobar said she was pumping gas when debris suddenly started flying through the air during the horrific crash. It just blows my mind. And then the baby tragically landed on the ground in the middle of the gas station. She tried to resuscitate the child. And I, you know, one of the workers came, saw me with the baby, took the baby out of my hand. Somebody tried to resuscitate the baby, but the baby was gone. One woman claims to be a friend of the driver. And she believes she was drinking after having an argument with her boyfriend at a nearby house before the deadly crash. She told KTLA she was drinking and she was not aware that it was a red light because she shot straight through. The people described the crash sounding like a bomb. You know, another question that I know people have is, I mean, you know, a car with that sort of impact, 80 miles an hour, it's like a missile. But, you know, I've been asked, were any of these cars electric? There's this concern that upon crash, some cars are going to ignite and explode because they're electric. And, you know, we spoke about that. Studies have shown that electric cars are not supposed to be any more flammable than a fuel car. But we have seen footage of electric cars completely go aflame, you know, upon impact. And I'm looking at the video. It's hard to tell. You know, you see the cars that do ignite. The battery is usually under the chassis, under the, you know, the middle of the car, as opposed to trunk or, you know, or front. But, you know, you just see a car and immediate flames. You have your family in your car and you're just trying to get somewhere. At 1:40 p.m. in the afternoon, you don't want to think a freak accident like this will happen. And the problem we have is we have idiots out there, complete idiots, that either drive drunk, don't pay attention, or drugged. You know, I thought when I first saw the accident that it was a medical event, that what had happened is somebody had passed out or had a seizure and whose foot was on the gas. First of all, who would be going that fast on a California street? You can't go 80 miles an hour driving around L.A. There's no way. You know, I think the fastest I've ever been able to drive is 35 miles an hour on a street because there's always traffic. So how did anybody even get have the runway to go that far, that fast? And then you have an intersection that's been green for a while. And so, you know, when you see something like this, you hear a family lost, you know, and multiple others fighting for their lives, you're like, how can I avoid this? How can I avoid this? And if you're doing everything right and you're following the street law and you're, you know, and it's, You know, I try to teach my kids, always be the last person in the, or not the last person, but don't be the first person in an intersection. One of the doctors I trained with said, you know, his wife would always, you know, when she's driving, as soon as the light turned green, gun it. And if somebody's going to run a red light, they're going to be trying to make the light from the yellow to red. And they'll think they have that extra second. So no sense trying to be the first one in the intersection. Pause a little bit, make sure there's no cars coming, and go. But if you're with the flow of traffic, there's no way you could have avoided this. You're a sitting duck. And I hate seeing things like this. You know, I want to prevent death. I want to prevent injury. And when you have these outside forces, you know, doing things, you know, like this, it's just horrifying. Also horrifying is the New York City McDonald's worker who was shot because somebody got into an argument with him over fries has died. Fast food worker Matthew Webb was shot by gunman Michael Morgan, 20 years old, on Monday. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Then he was declared brain dead, and now we're being told that he passed away. Matthew Webb was from Queens, and he was shot outside a McDonald's in Bedford-Stuyvesant following a spat with the suspect's mother, who was complaining that her French fries were cold. Video surveillance shows Morgan punching Webb in the face, and when the worker tried to get up, he shot him in the neck. Then he fled the scene. Webb was found lying on the sidewalk, blood streaming into the street, rushed to the hospital in critical condition. I haven't compiled a list, but there's been a lot of dangerous events that have been happening at fast food places over something as stupid as fries. Morgan, I guess, was arraigned in a separate October 2020 murder that he reportedly confessed to earlier this week. Morgan was taken into custody, and his girlfriend, Camila Dunlap, has been charged in connection with the case after she allegedly handed Morgan the gun prior to the shooting. Now, to see things like this, it's, again, how do you prevent it? I mean, I worked at fast food. And it was interesting because your boss doesn't want you to give freebies. So, you know, my inclination is if somebody, you know, is getting all, you know, up in your face, you don't want to reward that behavior. You want to say, look, but on the flip side, I'm like, you know what? Customer's always right. Here's some nicer fries. Here you go. But these employees are under very, very strict rules because of, you know, the stealing and people eating for free and people giving away free food, that employers have these strict rules. So an employee has to then decide, well, what do I do? Just like, you know, what happened with the George Floyd, you know, murder. The person at the store, you know, collected a $20 bill from George Floyd that was counterfeit. And the boss said, go get a real one. And he had to confront George Floyd. Then he had to call the police. And then, you know, everything that happened. So people aren't going to want to work at these convenience stores or fast food if this is what they have to face. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys know how I feel about Nancy Pelosi and making, you know, the trip to Asia and seeing a bunch of countries on taxpaying dollars. I think once we were threatened, she had to go and she had to double down, because we couldn't look weak. But I have issues as to why this had to happen now. Because things are already escalating. Things were already a little escalated with China. But while Biden's president and while we're having everything going on with Putin and there's this instability that's starting in Europe and in other areas as a result of everything that's happened with COVID and the war and inflation, you know, we really don't need getting into it with China as of yet. Not until we're independent of China. We're not independent of China. From a medicine standpoint, I'm telling you, we're not. Right? From an IT standpoint, from a prevention of being hacked, we're not. From a standpoint of us relying on technology and social media platforms through China, we're not. All these things people do where they make videos of themselves or they make pictures of themselves, you know, these things are coming from Chinese companies. And so you see your friend post something and they look really good in that picture, and so then you play the game or you use that app, and a lot of them are based in China. So China is also into our real estate. They also own part of our farmland. They, you know, China has their fingers on a lot of things in America. And we might as well in China, but something tells us that the day we go to war with China, if God forbid we do, we're going to be screwed. So China is already starting to cut ties with America. They are so ticked off that Pelosi didn't back down. And again, I told you guys, once we were threatened by China, she had to go because we had to, you know, not give in to threats. It's just, why the hell did she have to stir this up to begin with? I mean, what is she doing diplomatically that is so valuable to us right now? Would we have probably, you know, ended up starting to have issues with China anyway? Yeah. You know, but I would have rather waited till we ramped up our generic medication production, you know, been able to free ourselves of TikTok a little easier, be able to, you know, manufacture more goods here, and when our economy was a little bit more stable. Because we rely on China, we rely on Taiwan, we rely on a lot of things overseas because they're more expensive to make in America, we're just not ready. So China tells the U.S. that we cannot treat other countries like George Floyd and, quote, bully and strangle them at will. So they are now halting dialogue with the U.S. on climate change, military issues, and anti-drug work. Keep in mind, a lot of our fentanyl and a lot of our opioid agonists are also coming from China. Okay, we need that stuff to quit coming across our border, which a lot of times gets shipped to Mexico and then comes up through our you know, the holes in our wall. So, you know, we need to still hold dialogue, whether that dialogue is actually going anywhere and they're listening. I mean, the drugs are still coming in, whether they're all cartel drugs or China drugs, you guys decide. But we're getting drugs, and I told you, you could go online and go on Chinese websites and get these things. There seems to be no dialogue in how to limit it. So earlier, Beijing decided to sanction House of Representatives Speaker Pelosi and her immediate family in response to her, quote, vicious actions. And they've been moving, you know, doing military drills, you know, moving some of their military force into the Taiwan Strait, surrounding Taiwan. And interestingly, Snickers. I mean, anytime something has to do with chocolate or a candy bar, Snickers is kind of in the midst of this. Snickers had to apologize to China. Now, why is a candy company apologizing to China? Well, apparently Snickers, U.S.-based candy giant, had launched a limited edition Snickers bar. And they launched that chocolate bar and said it was only available in the countries of South Korea, Malaysia, and Taiwan. This is according to Reuters. So because they said that the Snickers bar is available in Taiwan, it signifies they recognize Taiwan as a country like South Korea. China said, oh, hell no. So it went all over Chinese social media platforms. So Mars Wrigley published an apology saying they revised the language in its ad. So I guess China doesn't want anybody calling Taiwan a country. They don't feel it's a country. They feel Taiwan is part of the People's Republic of China. So, you know, what does this mean for us? I mean, and this could just be, you know, all a bunch of back and forth and all a bunch of stupid stuff. But, you know, if you look back at, you know, what happened with the start of, you know, World War II or World War I, and you look back at the history books and you read this one paragraph and then you read the next paragraph and you just go, gosh, why didn't they see it coming? Why didn't they see a world war coming? But when you're Monday morning quarterback, you could do that. But when you're living through it, you're like, okay, well, you know, we're upping our tensions here. We're upping our tensions here. But, you know, then we're going to back down. Tensions always happen between countries. But I feel like we're reading the history timeline of World War III as we're living it. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, sound the alarm, and I don't want, you know, to sensationalize any headlines. But it's I almost feel like when you're reading these headlines and you're watching everything happen, you're like, this is all predictable. And, you know, if this is predictable, you know, history repeats itself. We should learn from history, and we should realize that we are probably with, you know, what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, what's going on with China, with what's going on with economic instability, with Europe being unstable. When you have any sort of those things happen, the whole ingredient, the whole soup of it could be very, 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 very bad. Not to mention there's these bioweapons and there's these viruses and there's and we still don't have any clarity on where they're coming from. So, be prepared. My suggestion, and I know there's not a lot we could do now, or what we should have done, is before Nancy Pelosi went there and started ticking everybody off, is to make sure that if China says you're done, you're done, you're not getting anything, we're not shipping anything to you, do we have enough medications? Do we have enough products? Do we, you know, is there anything we need to do with manufacturing? Is that, I know there's been a lot of attention on, you know, reducing inflation and spending for that and all that, you know, and, you know, does any of our infrastructure spending, you know, highlight and accent things that we are very weak in and rely on other countries? Thank God we don't rely on Russia that much for our fuel like Europe does, but we sure the hell rely on China. And we've allowed China to come in and buy up a bunch of real estate, including a lot of our farmland. I don't know why. And I get, you know, we have been allies with China, but what's an ally one day? I mean, we were, you know, basically allies with Russia. Russia helped us defeat the Nazis. But look at where we are now. So America has to be not an isolationist, but we have to be independent. And we have enough resources to do things ourselves. There is no reason why we should be making drugs overseas. We can make the drugs here. Why do our generics have to come from China? You know, why do a lot of our supplies, our goods? Why aren't we more independent? And if we aren't independent, that needs to be our focus. It should have been our focus years ago. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.